Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Samech Tes, Avodah Zarah 69a, pagination is 137. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is a few lines from the top of the page. Oved Kochavim Shehaya Ma'avir Im Yisrael Kadayayin Mimakom Lemakom. An idol worshipper is moving barrels for a Jew, and in these barrels is kosher wine. He's moving these barrels of wine from place to place. Right now, the bottles are closed. The barrels are closed. So the fact that the idol worshipper is handling them is not going to impact the kosher status of the wine. Barrel is closed. The question, however, is, would it be possible, are we supposed to be concerned that he pops the seal on the barrel, pours wine, and that would create a situation that the wine is no longer kosher? Im hayo b'cheskas hamishtamer mutter. If it is being watched, then he wouldn't do that. He knows that the Jew would have big problems if he would do that, and he doesn't want to violate their understanding. And therefore, as we will see, if the Jew is basically in and out, and things like that, such that the idol worshipper thinks the Jew will be here any moment, then the wine remains permitted, because we're not concerned that he would pop the cover and take wine that has serious ramifications, and he wouldn't do it. However, im hodio shuhu maflig, if the Jew tells the idol worshipper that he's going to be away for a while, then kedei sheyishsom v'yistom v'yaguv, the first opinion is that the amount of time we're dealing with that would cause prohibition is if there was an amount of time that he could make a hole in the cover and obviously take his wine and then seal it up, and it would dry before the Jew gets back. That would be enough time, and that's not quite as much time. That's a more strict opinion than the second opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer kedei sheyiftach es hachaves v'yaguf v'sigov. The way we paskin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is brought in Shulchan Aruch, enough time to actually pop the entire cover off and then reseal it, and it should dry. That's more than just poking a hole and getting some out. In any case, the concept over here is that an amount of time for the Jew to be clearly away, he knows that he's going to be away for that amount of time, that the idol worshipper should be able to do this, accessing the wine, that would be enough to prohibit the wine. But if it's less than that, then the idol worshipper doesn't even make his move, because he knows that it'll be uncovered and he doesn't want that. In a similar vein, Hamariach yeno bekaron o besfina, a Jew leaves his wine on a wagon or a ship, v'halach lo kapandaria, and he takes a shortcut. He goes on his way, and the idol worshipper doesn't know clearly where he's going and how long it's going to take. So if that's the case, we're going to have room for leniency. This word, kapandaria, meaning a shortcut, a particular route. So we encountered this in the laws of a Beis HaKnesses. A person is not allowed to make a shul into a shortcut. He wants to get from one place to the other. He walks through the shul. He uses the shul for his convenience. So we're not allowed to do that. Instead, a person would stop and he would say a few psukim perhaps, or even just sitting in the shul and savoring the presence of being in a shul is a mitzvah, and that would enable him to enter from one door and leave from the other door if in the middle he went and did a mitzvah relevant to the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. In any case, that's this word. And the Mishnah tells us, Nichnas LaMedina, the Jew went into the city, Verachatz, and he went to the bathhouse, which typically took quite a while. That would be enough time for the idol worshiper to mess things up. Mutter, the wine is still going to be permitted because the idol worshiper did not know that he was going to be away for that long. And he thought that at any moment the Jew might return. Im hodio shehu maflig, but if he told the idol worshiper carrying the wine that he's going to be away for a while, then kidei sheyishtom v'yistom v'yaguv, you have the same two opinions. One opinion simply to poke a hole and access the wine and seal it up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kidei sheyiftach hasachavas v'yigov v'sigov, it's a longer period of time that concerns us, that he would pop the cover and do it and then reseal it, but the shorter period doesn't concern us. In any case, that's the basic concept, that if there's enough time for him to access the wine, then since he knew that you would be away for a long time, it is going to be a problem. This is similar to the conditions that we have when a person leaves a non-Jewish worker in their home, or a commissary, a kitchen that's under hashgacha, and the mashgiach, or in the case of the home, the homeowner, leaves and makes it clear that he's going to be away for a long time. We would have this concern. What level of item, what concerns do we have regarding the workers that are there? Would they have accessed the food, the wine? Would they have switched anything, etc.? Each one of these concerns will take into account, number one, what level of contact would cause a problem by wine, simply pouring it. By meat, touching it isn't going to cause a problem. It's switching it. And the second question, of course, is what level of benefit would the non-Jew have by switching it, etc.? And therefore, we would assess what the level of concern really is. But the starting point of is there hashgacha here, that starting point starts with the description of this Mishnah. Did you let him know that you were going to be away for a while? Or was he under the impression that you could return at any moment? Let's skip four lines to another case of the Mishnah at the end of a line. Haya ochel limo ala shulchan. If the Jew and the idol worshiper were eating at the same table, v'hiniach liginin al hashulchan, and the Jew left kosher wine in little jug, table-type serving containers, v'login al adulviki, and larger containers were on the dulviki, which is a table a little bit distant from the table they're eating at, and that's more of a industrial size. It's the kitchen size rather than the serving size. You could even see it in the words. Lugin would come similar to the word lug, which is a large measure, and liginin is the word lug with the nin, like minis, added as a suffix. So they're liginin on the table, and they're lugin on, let's call it, the kitchen table, the buffet table. V'hinicho v'yatza, and the Jew walked out. So, masha al hashulchan aser, whatever's on the table, that's going to be forbidden because it's understood. An idol worshiper was invited for the meal. You're away. He poured himself a drink. What's the problem? So there was no violation of ethics, of propriety. There's nothing wrong with him doing that. So we have to assume he did that. Sha'ala dulviki, but what's on that serving table, he doesn't belong going over there. That's out of conduct. Mutter, and that's going to remain permitted because he thinks you're going to come back at any minute, and it would be indiscreet for him to have been over there taking from that container. Vim omalo, but if you told him, have a mosaic vishosa, you can take and drink and mix the wines. In other words, like, make yourself at home. So then, afsha ala dulviki osur. So then, even what's on that serving table is going to be forbidden because we have to assume that the idol worshiper might have taken liberties now that you had invited him to do so. And once he pours, that wine is no longer kosher. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.